When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Hey, what's going on? This is Joseph Sikora, and I'm with RMDBB, and you are listening to Variety Radio Online.
Hi, this is Amy with Variety Radio Online, and today joining me is my lovely co-host, Michelle. How are you doing, Michelle?
Good. How about you, Amy?
I'm doing good. A little under the weather today, but, you know, it's the holiday season, so you have to get sick, you know? So on the phone lines with us today, we have Joseph from RMDBB. Hi, Joseph. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
Okay, so I'd love to start out, Joseph, by asking you to do us a favor and tell us what RMDBB stands for, the meaning behind it, and, where it kind of came from.
Of course. Well, RMDBB stands for Real Men Don't Beat Bitches. I assume I can say that on air. And the idea behind it came when Chad and I had a conversation, and he was looking to do something. He wanted to get involved with a charity, but hadn't found something that seemed like a great fit for him. And so we just had a conversation about what are things that are important to him. And one of the things that we kept coming back to was how much he loves his animals and how much he loves his two dogs. And we sat around and we thought, wouldn't it be cool to put something together to try to, help raise awareness to prevent animal abuse and cruelty? And I would say that, after about a week or two of going back and forth, I finally called him on the phone. I said, hey, I think I got something. I said, it's a little out there. I said, I don't know that this is something that you're going to want to do, but just hear me out. And I told him what it was. And honestly, I thought he was going to say, hey, absolutely not. I can't do that, But he was completely on board, and the idea behind it was that we could create a merchandising campaign and with a slogan that would help get people's attention, because it's really hard to do these days because, with the Internet, there's nothing that you haven't heard. There's nothing that you haven't seen. And to, create something where potentially we could get people to stop in their tracks, and at least even if they didn't want to support us or buy a T-shirt or get on board with us, they would at least take notice of what we were doing. And we thought that RMDBB, or Real Men Don't Beat Bitches, was something that did that. Luckily we were able to get in touch with ASPCA, and they were on board, and we launched the campaign, I believe, April of this year.
Oh, congratulations. Okay, so now that you've launched your campaign, tell us a little bit about what your goal is as a organization. What, I understand, is it just bringing awareness, or is it actually getting out there hands-on? What are kind of your goals for you guys?
Well, to start, it's obviously just raising awareness. The most important thing to us is that, we do everything that we can to help prevent animal abuse and cruelty. And, I was telling somebody the other day that, it's not that we're necessarily trying to change the world with this campaign. That would be nice, but the most important thing to us is, every time on social media that we see that somebody buys a shirt and they post a picture and they, show it and share it with all of their followers, or even if they don't buy a shirt but they post a link to our website or show a picture of our shirt, to us that means the world. It's just getting people to realize and care about something that we care about. We have opportunities coming up where we're going to start getting more hands-on, but I think that we're still in the beginning stages of just trying to get the word out there. And, there's a lot of people who know what RMDBB is, but there's still a lot more people that don't. So I think that, as time progresses and we figure out what are the next steps, what are the next moves, we'll do that. But for now, look, we get such a kick out of every time somebody, buys a shirt and posts a picture and, shares it with all their followers, and then two or three of their friends, write comments and say, oh, we got to get one of these shirts, and they actually do. To us, that's fantastic. We love that.
So you definitely are utilizing your social media as your marketing and your push for getting it out there, correct?
It's just such an easy way to get in front of so many people that, you know, if you had to do it hands-on or get in front of people, literally, you can't reach the same amount of people as easily. You know, we have a huge international fan base. We actually just shipped a T-shirt this week to the 18th country outside of other than the United States that's supporting us and wearing our shirts, and that's unbelievable.
Congratulations.
You know,
awesome.
Thank you. So it's, you know, I mean, only with social media can you get in front of so many people for so many places around the world so easily just by, you know, posting a picture or sharing a tweet. So, you know, I think that there will be opportunities, you know, to really start getting in front of people. But for the time being, we did a soft launch with our T-shirts in April, and it did well. We just kind of continued to build. But, you know, social media is I would say, is our main platform for RMDBB, at least, you know, as of right now.
If someone's listening and we're talking about, you know, animal cruelty and all, tell us a little bit of what you've seen or what you feel people may not even be aware of that really happens with animal cruelty. Sure, it's one thing for someone to neglect their pet, but it's much more widespread than that. What are some things that you've seen and that you think people should know about that really does happen out there with animals?
Yeah, I think that what people don't understand is the actions that people take against animals, because most animals would never fight back or don't have the ability to fight back.
Right.
I think it's a certain level of power that some people, you know, take incorrectly, because, you know, it's an opportunity to have the upper hand in a situation where somebody's not going to fight back or doesn't have the ability to, you know, say, hey, you can't do that. That's not right. You know, obviously, look, there are people who, you know, abuse their pets, and it's, you know, stories of not feeding them or leaving them in crates, and, you know, all of which are horrific, all the way down to people who, you know, physically torture their animals the same way when you turn on CNN and Nancy Grace is talking about, you know, this, you know, person who's gone on a murdering spree and has, you know, decapitated or, you know, people are doing the same things to animals. And I think that maybe because, you know, and it goes into that same thing of having the upper hand or more power, I think that because it's not person to person, it doesn't get as much publicity as it should. But, you know, I think that cruelty towards animals, in my opinion, and Chad's as well, is worse than, you know, cruelty from one human to another, because at least another human has the ability to fight back.
Right.
And when cruelty happens to another human being, it makes the news. People talk about it. The stories are discussed with animals. It has to be something so horrific and so terrible. And even then, you know, 9 times out of 10 or probably less, you never hear about it. You know, life goes on. And I think that that's what people don't understand, is that it's happening every day as often, if not more often, than people who are getting, you know, killed, murdered, mm-hmm. beat up, whatever it may be. And it's just, people don't discuss it. People don't talk about it. And I think that
right.
for us, that's the most important thing for people to understand, is that it's happening all day, every day, and people just don't give it the time of, you know, the time of day or the media presence that we believe it, you know, it deserves, so that, you know, it could stop, because it should stop. And it's an easy thing not to do. You know,
and,
I think Chad said it best. I think so far no one's in the better words, where he said, you know what, if you hit a dog, then you're the bitch. He was quoted saying that in an interview, and it's really true. I mean, it's just when you act out in a violent manner towards something that doesn't have the ability to fight back, to me, there's nothing worse.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, and I think you said the main thing is that animals cannot fight back. They cannot express themselves. They cannot voice anything. So,
well,
they
don't have a voice. So that's
right.
What RMDBB is. And maybe we're taking an aggressive approach and trying to be their voice. But, you know, that was our choosing, because we needed to do something where somebody would pay attention to us, and hopefully at least pay a little more attention to us than the attention that's being given to, you know, animals that are being abused.
You really did a great job of picking something that's kind of, like you said, your hashtag is a room stopper. You know, it makes people stop and think. I think when you say it, when you read it, you definitely have done a good job of picking something. Like you said, the internet's full of everything, and kudos for for pulling something out that, oh my gosh, what did you say? Oh, why'd you say that? Oh.
Almost every time we say it. And you know, if nothing else, that's success to us for the people who won't give us the time of day, is that we know at least they're going to go home or they're going to have that stuck in their head for a while.
Oh, absolutely. It's stuck in my head, and it's there. So that's amazing. So, remind our listeners again how they can support you guys right now and the avenues that they can find you guys on.
So Instagram is our most popular social media channel right now, which is, at RMDBB. We also have a Facebook, which I believe is at RMDBB, and our Twitter is at TweetRMDBB. And our website is rmdbb.com. I think that for anybody that's listening or for anybody that, cares, just check us out, even if you think you don't care but you're interested. Just go to the website, check it out, go look at some of the people that have supported us on our Instagram, on our Facebook, on our social media. There are a lot of great people behind us, and hopefully, with every time somebody goes and they look at our website or they check out our social media, we're not going to get all of them, but hopefully we'll get some of them. And as long as we continue to do that, we believe we're successful in what we're doing.
So you keep mentioning Chad. Tell our listeners who Chad is.
And Chad Michael Murray. And just, he's really a great person, but he's my business partner in RMDBB.
Okay. And so I met you in March, we're going to meet again, but I met you in October. And the name stood out, and I was like, I had to know more about this company. And so we got talking and all that good stuff. And now you guys are going to be coming to the One Tree Hill Convention for ICON in March, and you're going to have a table set up, and you're going to be selling shirts, correct?
We will be there, and we actually have a couple surprises that we're getting ready to announce probably around the top of the year, maybe in December. We're going to be doing some stuff to help get some people there that normally wouldn't have the opportunity to be there.
Oh, really,
so
really
some,
nice.
Some chances to win and to be there and to hang out with us, to hang out with Chad, to hang out with the rest of the cast, and, to get to meet all the other super fans that will be there that weekend as well.
Oh, that's great. That's something like what we're running right now. We are actually running a Christmas giveaway, and you can win 2 passes to the One Tree Hill Convention in Wilmington in March.
It was a lot of fun. I've never been to a convention before, but it was my first. But I was shocked, to say the least, because it was not what I expected. It's actually just a bunch of fun people having a really good time. And if you're a fan of whatever show the convention is for, you get to meet a bunch of cool people that you watch on TV all the time. So it was a blast, and we're looking forward to being there in March.
Okay, so besides RMDBB going on, you have some music projects going on. What do you have coming up?
So I am going to be releasing my first single sometime at the top of the year, which is called Save Me From Myself. I was fortunate enough last year to land my first major record with DJ Steve Aoki and hip-hop artist Waka Flocka called Rage of the Night Away, and ended up co-writing that record and actually being featured on the hook as well, and was able to spend some of last year touring with them, performing with them. And it opened up enough doors that I now have the opportunity to release something for myself. So I am actually in the process right now of getting ready to get in shape, I guess. Apparently I was a little skinnier than I was supposed to be. And go up to New York, and I'm going to be shooting the music video for Save Me From Myself on January 10th. And then we'll be releasing the video and the song sometime shortly after that. Right now we're just in the process of looking over some paperwork and trying to figure out who we're going to release it with, which is, for me, is a dream come true. And I'm, just excited to be able to perform the song, let people listen to the song, see the video, and, hopefully some of the people like it.
Awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, when we do that, let's also come back around and do an interview about the music when you release and do a whole little clip for that.
No, I would love to. That would be fantastic. Saving animals and singing songs. That's what we do.
So, guys, definitely go over to the website. It's rmdbb.com. Share with friends, all that good stuff. And you can come down to Wilmington, North Carolina, March the 27th through the 29th, 2015, for the ICON One Tree Hill Convention, Return to Tree Hill. And we'll be there.
We're looking forward to it.
Very excited. Well, thanks so much for your time today, and I can't wait to meet you in March.
If it's half as fun as the first convention was, it will be too much fun, and we are looking forward.
I think it's going to be a blast. With Amy and I together, you're in trouble. So.
Well, with Amy, I'm in trouble, so if you guys are more trouble, then we're in a whole bunch of trouble.
Yeah, we will be. Okay. It was great talking to you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.